broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. We're going to be on your golf course next week. That's right. The Century Tournament of Champions on your plantation golf course. It's absolutely spectacular in fabulous condition. Be talking with Max Novina, the executive director of Century Tournament of Champions, coming up this morning. We've got Ron Syrak in the clubhouse, Bob Bupka, Anne Liguori, and Jeff Shackelford in with us to kick off the show. By the way, it's going to be partly cloudy, mostly clear skies overnight. Trade winds 15 miles per hour. Yes, enjoy them because they're going to become light and variable. So basically, kind of cloudy day, high today about 85 degrees. Hey, is it December? And the low tonight about 64 up Wahiawa. It's 55 at Volcano Golf Course. There's an 842 and a 928 if you'd like to play around. Makalei has an 850 and a 1018 also on the Big Island. Poipu Bay, we are giving two rounds of golf to the lucky winner today. The lucky caller number nine. Caller number nine. And the number is 808-545-1111. You can gift them if you can't get to Kauai, but you've got a year to do it, okay? So two rounds of golf, Poipu Bay, 808-545-1111. Caller number nine, and you can start calling now. We've got Turtle Bay, 848-936. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 830-940-1036. Eva Beach has an 835 and a 942. Makaha East has a 1012, a 1039. Wailea's Gold Course, 1010. Emerald, 1150. And Blue Course, 1130. And the Gold, that's actually an 1110. And Maui Nui, there's a 1 o'clock and a 118, and that's it. Oh, by the way, the Snowbirds are on the course at Poipu Bay. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Okay, so we're going to get to Jeff Shackelford now, the author of 11 books, including The Future of Golf, co-designer Rustic Canyon Golf Course, with Jeff after this. My name is Danielle
Streaming
Tucker.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe, cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Thank you, Jeff Shackelford, jeffshackelford.com. That's where you can find him. He's the author of 11 books, including The Future of Golf, co-designer Rustic Canyon Golf Course, jeffshackelford.com. He created the site to expand on his published writing. So you only have so much space, but you have more to say than you can squeeze in. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jeff.
Thanks, Danielle. Great to rekindle our New Year's Eve or New Year's adjacent tradition of chatting about the state of the game.
The state of the game, exactly. The future of the game. What is that book? Tell us a little bit about the future of the game.
Yeah, well, the future of golf is now coming up on its 20th anniversary next year of my for the self-published version, and then it was picked up by a publisher a year later, and it was well, not a lot's changed. It was looking at some of the issues in the game with technology and distance and money and some of the more corrosive things going on, and wondering why we were allowing some of these things to happen. And I'll say this, that the good news is, in that time, I've gone from being sort of a leper, like, why is this person writing this about the game, and to you know, a lot of those things turning out to be true, or people understand the issues better without even knowing I wrote the book. So we've made progress on some fronts, and But, you know, the last year was kind of a sign that the game still gets in these weird discussions of things, but about money that nobody really wants to hear about. But the good news is the recreational side of the game is in a little better place. And so I'm excited about that. I mean, it didn't happen for the right reason necessarily, but we'll take the effect of the pandemic and people's appreciation of the sport. And now we need to just do some things to sustain that momentum and keep the game healthy. And I'll to be even more positive, I think we have a lot of people in leadership right now who get these issues way more than when I did the book again. Oh my gosh, almost 20 years ago.
Well, isn't that something though, to be able to see after writing that the changes that have come about, the good things?
Yeah, well, let's not. Yeah, I don't get any credit for this.
No,
changes,
maybe but, not. But
it is interesting to see how things. Very interesting to see how things change. I'll just say that I wish it had come. People had come around a little sooner, but you know, 2023 is going to be a big year for a lot of these topics. So I'm curious to see, you know, the reaction to some of the proposals and different things in the game. I think they're going to be very different reactions, and I'm very excited about that.
Okay,
I'm happy about that.
Okay, proposals. Could you flesh that out just a little bit?
Well, you know, we have a distance topic that's been you and I have covered it many times, and it's coming in February, and we're going to find out what the organizations have decided to do. But, you know, they've put some things out there that are very, very big changes. And I think in terms of the elite player and in terms of bifurcating, splitting the rules, even though they hate that word, they won't use that word. But the thing that we've kind of known for a long time, which is that a select number of people get an exponentially more significant impact on their drives and distance from technology than the rest of us. Everybody's benefited some, but the people in a certain club head speed get even more benefits. And the negatives, obviously, of that are there's a long list in terms of architecture of courses changing to accommodate that, more injuries in the game, young people thinking that they have to swing really hard to get the full benefits of this equipment and to compete, men and women. It's in all parts of the game. And so I think somebody like Bryson DeChambeau's proven that's not a great idea, and we don't want young kids doing that. We, you know, the beauty of golf is having a lot of different styles of play, different people, you know, short, tall, super athletic, people who are less athletic but able to hone skills that allow them to compete, and you just get more variety and a healthier sport. And then the architecture, I could go on for hours, but it extending the length of a round is not a good idea. And then there's safety issues. So I think they're going to announce some big changes that will mostly affect a very small number of people. But you're going to have all the usual forces saying that they're coming for your distance, and they're going to take away 20 yards off your drives. And it won't be true, but it'll be an interesting battle, I think.
And so who stands to gain from arguing that they're taking 20 yards off your game, off your distance?
The equipment manufacturers are, and in particular, Titleist is very fearful of sort of their monopoly on the golf ball business being impacted. And the irony is that they make such a good ball. They are such a, I mean, they're the equivalent of Xerox to copy machines or there's, you know, there are companies that become a noun, and and so their reputation is so great that actually most rational people say, well, actually, won't you benefit from a little bit of a change in the rules, because people are so loyal to what you make, and what you make is so good that they're actually going to gravitate to you more. Oh boy, they don't like to hear that at all. They just don't want change, and that's it stemmed from their old CEO, and they're kind of carrying it forward. And And look, I get it. They're a business. They have to defend themselves, but they make kind of stupid arguments. And I don't think this time around people are going to buy it as much as they have in the past for a variety of reasons. And I just think the golf world is smarter. And, you know, the sad part in this, Danielle, and we'll see this on display coming up at the Century Tournament Champions and on the West Coast Swing, is that, you know, the PGA Tour really should be embracing this a little bit more. And you know, the LPGA stays pretty quiet on it, but I would love to see them feel the same way, that, you know, these rule tweaks will be good for the, and I hate this word, the product of professional golf. We you know, I miss the days when Ernie and Tiger were slinging the ball about 40 yards out to the right and rolling it into the 18th at Tapalua. And some of that's the firmness of the ground, but some of that's just the way the game is played. It's less interesting to watch. And unfortunately, the PGA Tour has not taken a very strong stand on defending something that's really important to making their product more fun to watch, healthier, and bringing more variety of playing styles. And maybe they'll come around this time. I don't know.
Well, you know, that's the beauty of us being able to talk about something and seeing what the future holds. It's kind of like, okay, I'm going to go backwards. PGA of America was the ruler, the dominant force in many, many years ago. And then there was a couple of guys who said, you know, we need a professional tour. And so they kind of, and there was an argument about them creating the PGA Tour. Is that really kind of simplifies the whole thing, but that's pretty much it, right? Okay, so they tore themselves away, created the PGA Tour. Now, PGA of America, PGA Tour, they all coexist and everybody's happy and they serve different reasons, right? So, and, you know, money being in the forefront there. And I say money because now we've got this thing, you know, this LIV golf thing. Now the PGA Tour reaction to LIV golf, what do you think they could have done better?
Well, they should have been prepared. They, you know, in January, boy, you know how it is right now. It's so difficult. Everything's such a blur. But in January of 2020, I broke on my blog the story of the Premier Golf League that a few people behind the scenes knew a lot about. But most people had no clue that this group had put together a plan. And it was essentially what LIV is doing now, that LIV has stolen all the documents and some of the people who worked for the group. And they had spent years proposing a new kind of reimagination of the game, the pro game, with a little bit more of an emphasis on teams and some and trying to tighten the product up and all that. And there I go, using the product word again. And so they had this, and they were working behind the scenes. They had a document. And put out there and put out parts of the document on my blog. And they had essentially years to prepare for this, you know, I don't like to use the word attack, but this this attack, this reimagination of pro golf. And they didn't take it seriously. And so, you know, you just wonder what happened. Why didn't a group of people get sent by the commissioner to go off on a retreat for a week, sit around a table and have a note taker and a big whiteboard and map out scenarios and map out that, hey, you know, we'll actually have some good ideas here and a couple of things. And let's talk about this team thing and where is society going? And then as Formula One has kind of had this jump with some different things related to its documentary show on Netflix and the team element, the drama that, you know, maybe we should be borrowing a few ideas from that or learning from that. And they just didn't do that, Danielle. And that's what continues to blow my mind to this point. And so the solution they've come up with is just slap together stuff, and the players are having way too much input because they're very good at golf, Danielle, because they're selfish. And that's not what you want in terms of making big picture visionary statements and decisions and floating of concepts. And so that's just what continues to mesmerize me to this day, that they were seemingly caught off guard by all this. And so the reaction, unfortunately, has not been great. And the commissioner's in a weakened spot and all these different elements that I don't think are sustainable to the tour model, both for the tournaments that are designated or elevated or whatever they are. And so I think it's kind of a mess.
Yeah, I agree, you know, and sometimes it has to be a mess for it to get better. And you
sure.
figure it out as you go along, which for a smart group of people is kind of sad, like you said. You know, they're very smart, but sometimes when you're too powerful, you know, you forget that, you know, what was the little mouse was chewing on somebody's foot and ended up taking down the big guy, you know? It can happen if you're thinking that you're the center of the world and nobody could possibly have an impact on my life. So here we go. I'm going to kind of bring something else in, and this is world ranking points. Now, there's this little tour that I've never heard of, ever heard of. You know, I don't think anybody's heard of. It's a 54-hole tour, you know, but they have a cut at some point. So it's not, you know, LIV doesn't do that. You, no matter what, you just keep playing and you keep making a lot of money, you know, in the process. But this little tour has been acknowledged. You're going to get world ranking points. And where does, you kind of have a feeling for, where do you think LIV Golf is in the world ranking points designation aspect of this whole mess?
Well, they have a bit of a problem on their hands, and they seem to believe they've done everything that's necessary, and they have not. They have some things that just don't add up in terms of what the world ranking wants, and then they are impatient, and they know that this process takes. They've done this through the years. It takes a year and a half. Probably to decide on that, and so they're trying to force the organization's hand, and it's the organization made up of people from the various families of golf, and they're in danger of really annoying them here by demanding something before they should get it, and they all the players knew this going in that. It would take time, and that there would be a lull when they'd stop earning points. And suddenly, they think because they've put together a tour of a certain number of people that they should get them, and they're pounding their fist on the table like little children, and it's not pretty. So I think that it's terrible for golf. Just the discussion of it, it's so tedious. I hated the overemphasis of the world ranking to begin with. I guess that'd be the one positive in this is that it might force some of the big events in golf to rely on them less, you know, especially on the men's side. We really just give them way too much meaning compared to results in tournaments and things like that. So. I get why people like them. I get why they work, but it's purely really a business side story. And I just can't fathom the average fan, tolerating it much longer. The kind of tussle over this really, inane and boring topic of world ranking points. I think early on there was a real enjoyment, and I don't get out enough, so I don't know, but there was a sort of an excitement at all this talk. It's fascinating.
Right.
But I think at some point it's gonna wear thin. The money and kind of the erosion of our normal flow of the schedule and things like that being chipped away at. I just feel like at some point, if it hasn't already happened, the average fan's gonna get tired of these people arguing about their points and their money.
Yeah. Well, we just heard from the Masters. And they're going to allow LIV golfers to play in the Masters if they qualify based on their world ranking points, which they'll pretty soon, you know, certainly maybe this year we're going to see, what was the number that maybe 18 of them could qualify? But then as...
Somewhere in that, yes. 15 to 18, somewhere in there, yeah.
So, and then as time goes on, they don't get any ranking points, and then they'll slowly be like 500s on the list. And,
right.
And
right.
They'll disappear. You know, it's also, in the, from that point of view, it's just an interesting soap opera that we're just all watching. And I love how you call them the families of golf, you know.
Like, well, they kind of are.
Yes, no.
Right now, it's a big part of the game.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, I wish we did this more than once a year, but it's so much fun catching up with you. And Quadrilateral is news from the majors that Jeff Shackelford at jeffshackelford.com, his site, you can find it there. And it's Quadrilateral is now the leading golf publication and one of the top sports newsletters on Substack.com. And Substack.com kind of is a ranking of different... It's wonderful how we all rank everything,
nice
right?
Yeah, there from ranking to ranking.
Yeah, yes. So, but I just... Everyone, you know, somebody said, Jeff Shackelford, he's the best. And so you guys got to go check him out at jeffshackelford.com, his site. And he is, I wish we, you know, someday, sometime this coming 2023, we need to sit down maybe in 6 months and just talk architecture, golf course architecture.
Okay, well, I have a book coming out in June called Golf Architecture for Normal People. So I think we have our excuse there. And if you want to call me in February when the end of the world comes with the distance news, I'm here to tell you it's not going to be the end of the world. So let me know anytime, Danielle.
Thank you very much. This is Jeff Shackelford, jeffshackelford.com, author of 11 books, okay, co-designer of the Rustic Canyon Golf Course. He knows his stuff. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're coming back. Ann Liguori is joining us, nationally renowned sports, radio, and TV talk show host, interviewer, reporter, author, speaker, business owner, and philanthropist. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eboli. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is
up? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
And Gene from Wahiawa, nice and cool Wahiawa, is going to go play Poipu Bay. Congratulations, Gene. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being our ninth caller.
Ball set up sweetly in the bunker. I set myself comfortably into the sand, swing for under the ball, and it sails up onto the green and into the hole. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We dream. Ann Liguori, the first woman to host a sports call-in show on WFAN, the first all-sports radio station. Welcome into the clubhouse, nationally known sports radio and TV talk show host, interviewer, reporter, author, speaker, businesswoman, philanthropist, and puppy trainer. Hi, Ann.
Danielle, always a pleasure. It's such a, I love the last one, puppy trainer, because Gus, Augusta, is taking up all my time right now as I'm trying to train that feisty little love.
So tell me, your love is what kind of a dog?
He's a golden retriever. Oh. I've always had golden retrievers, and we lost Sky over a year ago. He was 14 and a half, and going a year without a dog was tough, and we finally found a breeder in Wisconsin that we loved, and we flew to Wisconsin and picked up little Augusta. And oh my gosh, his name, we nicknamed him Gus.
Good.
He's a boy, and he's just a joy. It's amazing the joy that puppies can bring to you, right? It's just incredible.
Yes, and they won't settle down for a while, Mom.
I know. Full-time job, let me tell you. Between everything else we're doing.
Yes, you're on the road, right? Do you have Gus with you?
Yes, we left New York, and we're down in Florida for the winter. And, you know, I work from both home offices and then cover, you know, different PGA and LPGA tour events in the majors. And then we'll work our way back up to New York after the Masters. But he traveled really well. We stopped a lot, but it was mostly for mommy and not really for the dog. But he really fits into our life. They're just so smart and very easy to train, and yeah, just need a lot of exercise, which is good for me because I'm getting a lot of exercise running and walking with the dog.
Good. Well, you were incredibly talented in sports at a young age. Tennis, all different kind of sports.
Yes. Well, yeah, I was naturally gifted athlete and played a lot of sports with the boys back in the day. And then when Title IX was passed and we actually did have sports for women in my high school, I was able to get varsity letters in basketball, volleyball, track.
Wow.
Now, we did not have a girls' tennis team, so I did play on the boys' team. And then I played number one singles on the boys' tennis team when I was a senior.
Wow.
But they finally got the tennis team after I graduated. But, you know, back then we didn't really play a lot of golf. I wish I would have learned golf when I was younger. But I didn't really learn to play golf until, you know, when I was in my 20s. And then I got the job with hosting conversations with Ann Liguori on the Golf Channel back in the early days of the Golf Channel. And I started getting all kinds of fun invitations, Danielle. And I thought, gosh, I need to learn golf. And so that's what I did. I took lessons from a lot of the top teachers that would coach a lot of the celebrity people that I was interviewing. And I just kind of picked it up, and now I'm, you know, it's like everybody. Well, I'm addicted to golf and just love it, and I still do other sports, but I have a passion for golf, as we all do.
Yeah, Gus will enjoy that, going on the golf course when he's older and more sophisticated.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I have to train him to know where to stand and not to grab the ball and just run away with it. That would be a challenge for me.
The president could have used a dog. He's vacationing and was playing on a golf course. I think it was sometime today. He lost his ball. It went in the bushes, and everybody's trying to find it, including the Secret Service. You know? By the way, the president also loses his golf balls. He's known to be quite the golfer. Now, you are working on a book. You've already authored A Passion for Golf, Celebrity Musings About the Game, a compilation of interviews with stars. So what book are you working on now?
I'm very excited about this book. I'm still in the process of finishing it, so it's going to be another year before it comes out. But it's really life lessons in golf. And I've had the opportunity to sit down and interview Jack Nicklaus and Annika Sorenstam and Gary Player and Nancy Lopez and Jan Stevenson and just a variety of legends in the game. And I'm just so curious as to what lessons they learned from their playing days and that they carry over to their day-to-day lives. And it's just, it's really supposed to be an inspirational book for all ages, young and old, men and women. And I'm just delighted so far, Danielle, with the tidbits that are coming out of these interviews. Everybody just so loves to talk about their passion for golf and what they've really learned from the sport that they use every day. And there's so much that golf teaches us. So I can't wait till it's done and it's published, and then we'll have a lot more to talk about.
It's
a very exciting project.
Yes.
Very exciting.
I was
very
just
inspirational.
I was thinking about when I talk to somebody about taking up the game, you know, I talk about the game, yes, but all the stuff that it brings into your life, in addition to getting outdoors and walking and exercising and all that. But the camaraderie is one of the things that always comes up for me with the people that, you know, the relationships and just being together. And I always suggest not taking the game too seriously.
Definitely. You know? Nancy Lopez is the best spokesperson for playing happy golf and being so positive, and that's the theme of that chapter. You know, it's interesting talking to each one of these legends in depth. There's so many aspects of golf that you can bring to your day-to-day life, but then a dominant theme has emerged from each of my interviews and conversations. And as you say, not taking yourself too seriously, that's such an important lesson in golf, and that you can basically, you know, take with you to the boardroom and to anything you do day to day. And Nancy speaks just so beautifully about playing happy golf and being positive and not getting so down on yourself. So that's definitely one of the lessons that will be in the book.
Absolutely fabulous. I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait to get it. Okay, so now, speaking of happy golf, you know, I don't think it's happy golf between PGA Tour and LIV. You know, there's nothing really happy going on. But what are your impressions about LIV Golf?
Well, I tell you, it was definitely the dominant story of 2022. You know, I host Talking Golf every Sunday morning on WFAN in New York and beyond. And as much as you don't want to spend too much time talking about just one theme or one story, LIV Golf definitely dominated the headlines. I'm against it. I am a big PGA Tour, LPGA Tour loyalist, and, you know, I wish everybody could get along, but now that, you know, there's been all these lawsuits, I don't see the PGA Tour and LIV coming to any kind of agreement or arrangement anytime soon. There's just too much animosity. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm just, you know, I asked at the U.S. Open last June, Danielle, I asked Phil Mickelson what legacy meant to him, because to me, it's really not all about the money, you know, although 9 times out of 10 guys or ladies might take the money, because the money that the Saudis are offering these LIV golfers is just incredible. They have unlimited fun. But to me, it's all about legacy and proving yourself with the best players in the world and in tournament formats that showcase, you know, you're the best players in the world, not an exhibition. I feel that LIV is more of exhibition golf and more fun golf, which golf should be fun on any tour. But I just think, you know, the way they have it formatted and it just divides the best players in the game, where I think the top players should all be on one tour competing against each other. So I'm not a big fan of LIV Golf. And will they one day be united with the PGA Tour? It's a big, giant question mark. It won't be anytime soon because of all the animosity and all the lawsuits.
Yeah. What did Phil say, though, when you asked about his legacy?
Well, when I asked Phil about legacy, he didn't really have a great answer. Phil is one of the, you know, most compelling interviews. He used to be one before this past year. One of the most compelling interviews in golf. And I'm trying to remember, it wasn't that, he kind of skipped around it because he knew what I was trying to get at. Mm-hmm. But I just, you know, I asked an open question. Whereas the next day I asked Rory McIlroy the same question. And he said, you cannot buy your reputation or your integrity. And that's exactly the point I was trying to make when asking the question. You know, the PGA Tour showcases one's abilities and the best in the game. And, you know, Tiger, even though he's a billionaire, he did not play for the money. The money comes if you're that extraordinarily good. And anybody, Rory, they don't play for the money. They play to be the best in the game. And to me, that's what the PGA Tour showcases and the LPGA Tour showcases, the top players in the game. The money comes if you're that good on and off the course. And I just thought Rory basically said it as our, you know, so articulate. He's such an articulate spokesperson for the game. Mm-hmm. And he said money, you know, doesn't buy reputation or legacy. And that's what it's all about.
Well, it's like if you put in the work, success follows. So
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. And you can't play for the money. And all these guys that went over, I used to, you know, stick up for Brooks Koepka all the time because I always thought he was such a talented player and won these four major titles and yet wasn't getting the credit he deserved. He certainly has a chip on his shoulder. But then when he went over to live and just grabbed the money, I guess, look, everybody has a right to do what they want to do. And that's what makes America so amazing, right? Freedom of choice and freedom of speech. But you have the Saudis coming into our country. They want to own golf. And they're doing it for what I believe are sports washing reasons, right? And as much as the money is so hard to turn down, again, these guys are all, how much money do you need? They're so wealthy from their play on the PGA Tour and the endorsements that they make off the course as well. But it's all about, to me, it's really integrity versus greed. I try to deduce it into its like simplest form, right?
Yes.
Right. And yes. That to me is what it's all about, which is sad, but I know a lot of people may disagree, but to me, you know, I think you have to have the best players in the game all playing in the same event throughout the year.
I couldn't agree with you more on that one. Absolutely. And I'm not a fan of the money grab. I'm not a fan of the way it's been handled. You know, and I have a deep respect for the PGA Tour and not just the PGA Tour itself, but all the different tours that the PGA Tour supports in the process. PGA Tour Latin America, PGA Tour Canada, you know, it's all the feeders that they have put their energies into. And I think that we really underappreciate some of the other aspects of the tour that they've really taken seriously, and they're using their money, and certainly they've got money, but they're using their money to do that, to grow the game. And I don't know, some people think the Saudis want to make themselves a golf mecca so people go there for some, you know, recreating and all that stuff. I don't know what their end game is, but I was reading something that said there are three things that could possibly happen. They'll always be a startup. They'll be a contender against the PGA Tour, or the best case scenario for them to be the dominator, you know. And I just don't know. We'll just have to wait and see how this thing plays out. That's all there is to it.
Well, you know, people with business minds always ask, well, what's the return on their investment?
ROI.
But personally, I don't think they are interested in the return. I don't think they're going to get a return on their investment for a very, very long time. And obviously, that's not stopping them or preventing them from moving forward. They just have unlimited funds, and they just want to turn the conversation away from their human rights violations and everything negative going on in that country. And wow, look at them. They have all these great golfers that they're paying tons of money to. So let's kind of change the topic of the conversation to how great the Saudi Arabian money is financing all these incredible tours, from whether it is World Cup soccer or you know, their partners in a lot of other sports.
Yeah.
Entities or golf. And I just don't like, you know, that kind of money coming into our sport and dominating.
Yeah.
I definitely have a problem with that. And that's just my opinion. I don't know if it's going to change. You know, will it get to a point where they'll have to all work together? It's interesting. It will be interesting to see. Yeah. Am I upset that Cameron Smith went over? Absolutely. Talented, had so much to prove on, you know, the PGA Tour, and, you know, it was just such a great player. And he skips town basically and goes over to live golf. And so now what's he playing in all these like 3-round exhibition matches just because there's like so much money at stake. I mean, I don't get it, unfortunately. To me, it was never about money. It's always about legacy.
I'm going to change the subject completely because as my introduction of Anne Liguori, nationally known sports radio and TV talk show host, interviewer, reporter, author, speaker, business owner, and philanthropist. Business is a big part. And I just wanted you to know in closing, Anne, that, I'd be cool. And now pronounce that for, I always think of I'd be cool.
Yeah, it's I Be Cool. It's yes. a top athleisure wear for men and women. It's IBKUL.
Yes.
IBKUL.
IBKUL.
Yeah,
IBKUL.
I'm so proud to be their global ambassador. And I'm sure you look great in many of their tops and skorts and pants. And I just love the line, Danielle. It's UPF 50 plus sunscreen and very comfortable, soft fabric. And, you know, they have solid colors and beautiful, colorful patterns. And there's a lot of variety to it, and it's just been an incredible experience being with the I Be Cool team for over a year now.
Yeah, and of course, you also do Dune Jewelry, Hampton's Rope Collection. Hampton's Rope Collection is beautiful. But back to I Be Cool. I Be Cool, you'll be happy to know that I've worn my I Be Cool shirt, long sleeve, beautiful shirt, on television during doing my traffic reporting for the local ABC affiliate KITV4 and it looks absolutely fantastic.
I'm so happy. Yeah. I'm sure it looks gorgeous on you. Well, you're a gorgeous woman, but with all the color and the vibrant, you know, coming out on TV.
It's wonderful.
I love it. Yes, well, we'll have to make sure you get more. And for any of your listeners, Danielle, who want to order, I'll give them the family and friends discount by using promo code Ann, my name, A-N-N, and 20. They'll get 20% off of anything that's not already on sale. And they can just go to the ibcool.com website and put in the promo code.
Ann20. That's the promo code. Go to ibcool.com. IBKUL.com. Thank you for that, Ann. That's wonderful. Thanks. And thank you for being on the show. Really enjoyed talking with you.
Oh, it goes too fast. Listen, have a wonderful new year. Healthy, happy. And to all your listeners, thank you so much. And Daniel, keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Such a positive ambassador for golf.
Thank you, as you are. Thank you for being on the show. Anne Liguori, nationally known sports radio and TV talk show host, interviewer, reporter, author, speaker, business owner, and philanthropist. Aloha. Going to come back with Max Novina, Executive Director, PGA Tour Century Tournament of Champions. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
To kick off the new year, Maui celebrates 25 years of playing host to the best of the best on the PGA Tour. And a tournament where greatness breeds greatness and the stars come out to play. Come check out all the action at the Century Tournament of Champions. Kinky get-in free thanks to Maui Health. And Hawaii residents can enjoy the Kama'aina discounted ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Tickets available at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com. It's the Century Tournament of Champions Winner Circle with Max Novina, Executive Director of the Century Tournament of Champions and hosted by Danielle Tucker. Golf's first tournament of the new year, keeping you on top of what's happening at Century Tournament of Champions at the Plantation Course, Kapalua, Maui, January 5th to the 8th, 2023. Spectators, volunteers, media, and whales leaping out of the water to watch the best of the best challenge Maui's Kapalua Plantation Course. Here's Max Novina and Danielle Tucker.
And Max Novina, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Happy advance weekend. More importantly, Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Yes, Happy New Year to you and everybody, because you got to enjoy this weekend. It's going to be like over already. You're going to celebrate and then hit the road running, so to speak, for Monday and getting ready for everybody. I bet all the players are already coming in, aren't they?
Indeed, yeah, we're jamming here, and the players absolutely love Maui. They get in early. They want to enjoy the island and the aloha spirit, and you know, celebrate with their families. So most are either here or inbound, and everybody's really excited.
Yeah, I know the Justin Thomas family. They have often spent 2 weeks here, just like the Jordan Spieth family. Come over for the Christmas, New Year, 2 weeks and enjoy and then get back to work. So we got an incredible field. J.J. Spawn, Jordan Spieth, Scott Stallings, Sepp Straka, Adam Svensson, Sahith Theegala, Justin Thomas, Aaron Wise, Cameron Young, Will Zalatoris. Sahith Theegala is a fascinating story, and he's really kind of like taken everything by storm, the way he's been performing. I'm sure you've been watching him just like we've been watching Tom Kim.
Absolutely. We're so excited to have Sahith in our field in addition to Tom Kim. And I think we have this perfect blend of seasoned tour veterans, you know, guys like Adam Scott, you know, guys like Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, you know, they've been on tour for quite some time. And then that balance of, you know, folks like Sahith Theegala, Will Zalatoris, Tom Kim, it's really going to be exciting for all of the fans on course and also all of the people watching on TV.
Yeah, it's going to, it's Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, Chez Reavie, Chad Ramey, John Rahm, Seamus Power, JT Poston, Trey Mullinax, Keegan Bradley, Ryan Bream, Sam Burns, a lot of fun, Patrick Cantlay, Corey Connors, Tony Finau. You know, Tony Finau spent summers at Turtle Bay, and he played at Turtle Bay before he really turned pro. He was great. I think he was 16 or 17. It's just wonderful following. Matt Fitzpatrick, Brian Harman, Russell Henley, Tom Hoagie, Max Homa. Max is so much fun on Twitter. If you don't follow Max Homa, you're really missing something, man. Billy Horschel, Victor Hovland, Mackenzie Hughes, Sungjae Im, Tom Kim mentioned, K.H. Lee, Luke List, Hideki Matsuyama, and Colin Morikawa. So many of these, you know, Colin has got like family on Maui too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing just to hear you run down that list. And every time you think you can't name another player that you would want to see, there are, you know, two or three more on the list. So we're really proud of the field. More importantly, the weather has been just absolutely fabulous here on Maui. The course is in pristine condition, and it's, yeah, we're watching it closely. It looks like it's going to continue all through next week. I am knocking on wood as I say that, but the field, the weather, the community, those were really the components of a great event. And as we've talked about, this is a quarter century, so a 25-year celebration at the Plantation Course next week.
Is there going to be any wind? Yeah, I know the PGA Tour has amazing forecasters. What do they see for this week coming?
We absolutely do have amazing forecasters. Having said that, I would say the islands are probably one of the toughest places to predict.
Uh-huh.
Over the last 2 weeks, I have to say, I've only been on Maui for 7 months, but the wind has been as calm and as still as I've experienced over the last 2 months. So we'll see what's in store. I think we hope that there's a little bit of wind. It really kind of presents the conditions for the golf course to make it a great test for all of these great players.
Yeah, yeah. Aloha kickoff ceremony. That is beautiful. When is that?
Yeah, so that's really how we start the competition on Thursday at 9 a.m. And we do a traditional Hawaii blessing that's led by Clifford Naoli. We're going to have some dignitaries attend. And then, first groups will be teeing off right around 9:40 in the morning.
All right. And can spectators watch that? Can they be present?
Yeah, absolutely. This is really about a celebration and the community coming together. The Aloha kickoff takes place at the first tee, and we're expecting a full house for that.
Awesome. We all know what Aloha Friday is. That means it's the end of the work week, and we're just going to go and have a great weekend. that kind of speaks for what I get. Aloha Friday. Tell us what happens on Aloha Friday at the Plantation Course on Maui.
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously we want to celebrate local traditions, but, more importantly, this is an opportunity for our fans to wear Aloha attire, support the event, support our players. All of our players will also be participating. And Sentry donates $1,000 per item for each player. And so hat, shirt, pant, or shoe. And I believe last year we raised just under $40,000 for local charity. This year we want to do even better than that.
Yes, 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 yes. So if somebody shows up in a flower, Aloha flowered hat or something like with a flowered shirt and flowered pants, and we need John Daly. He would look so incredible. But if everybody wears every piece of the clothing on them, that could be like $7,000. Just one person.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's go for it, right?
Indeed.
Yes. Ohana Saturday. What happens on Ohana Saturday?
Really a celebration of families. We want to make sure that the Century Tournament of Champions is accessible for families as well as visitors. But this is an opportunity for people to take advantage of our Kama'aina ticket discount. We are offering close to a 50% discount for local Hawaii residents. And then, two keiki get in free with that every ticketed adult. And then between 1 and 3 p.m. on Ohana Day, Saturday, Sentry is basically providing free shave ice, complimentary shave ice, courtesy of Big Wave. And so, here again, just another small way that, Sentry is stepping up to support the local community.
When is the free shave ice?
From 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday for all keiki.
I don't think I pass as a keiki. So keiki, get in free, right?
Danielle, I'll buy you one. How about that?
Yeah, it's okay. I want money to go to charity, so I can put some. I can buy a shave ice. I'm just playing here, because I'm really excited. I'm going to be flying out, arriving there Friday. So I'm really excited to be back on Maui again after, years. It's been a long, long, long time. It feels like it's been forever since I started covering the Century Tournament of Champions. It was in 1999. I've been there every year. And then that thing happened, that kept us all apart. Keiki, get in free. Tell us how we can get our kids in free.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mauna Loa is sponsoring our Keiki Get In Free program. And essentially, any ticketed adult can bring up to two kids in for free. And, you know, here again, I'm a father, and professional sports have gotten really expensive. We want to make sure that golf and the Century Tournament of Champions is accessible to all families. And so all you have to do is turn up with an adult ticket or buy one at the gate, and your two kids, up to two kids, 15 and under, they don't have to be related to you. So, you know, son, daughter can bring a good friend.
Right.
Get in free.
Right. That would be great, because if you've got preteens, teens, you know, they're going to want to not necessarily walk with mom and dad. They'd like to have a friend to walk just in front or right behind. You know how kids are when they get older? You know, why are you two steps back there somewhere? The Century Tournament of Champions returns to the Plantation Course, Kapalua, beautiful, January 4th through the 8th, 39 of the PGA Tour's best. You know, they're all going to be there, and we're just looking forward to seeing everybody. The four FedEx Cup champions, 8 of the top 10 in the official world golf ranking, 9 of the top 10 in the current 2022-2023 FedEx standings, including standings leader Seamus Power, and the field includes 12 first-time winners. So 12 of the guys playing in this field have never played in competition on the Plantation Course. And I think a little experience goes a long way. Like, you know, Adam Scott knows this golf course very, very well, doesn't he?
Indeed, he does. And it's been interesting to see some of the players that have turned up early to play practice rounds, even as early as last week through this weekend, and certainly Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I think with all of the elevation and designation and some of the enhancements that we've made to this event, it's not only very fun and a celebration, but there's a gravitas to the competition and a drama, and it really, really matters. And I think you're going to see this play out across the tour.
Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse this morning, and it's always fun talking with you. Can't wait to see you next week. Century Tournament of Champions, that is happening, starts Wednesday the 4th, of course, going down to where the competition is Thursday, January 5th through Sunday, January 8th. And thanks for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. Heartfelt mahalo to you and all of your listeners for all of your support. And can't wait to see you as well as your listeners on course next week.
Awesome. Max Novina, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions. Aloha. Coming back after this, Bob Bupka, Voice of Golf, Talk Sport in the UK with us next. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The 2023 Sony Open Wave of Aloha brings the PGA Tour big hitters to Wailea January 6th through 15th. Defending champ Hideki Matsuyama headlines this big 25th anniversary showdown, with Hawaii favorites scheduled to appear. Billy Horschel, Sungjae Im, Matt Kuchar, Siwoo Kim, and Adam Scott. Benefiting Friends of Hawaii Charities, get your tickets now at SonyOpenHawaii.com. No bags or water bottles allowed. Visit SonyOpenHawaii.com for admissions guidelines.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Got to make this 30-foot putt.
checking the break, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter? I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome into the clubhouse. Bob Bucka, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, host in the grill room with Bob and Jay, author of The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you doing?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm just depressed that I'm not sitting next to you.
I know.
20 years coming out there. And when I got word from Janice a couple of weeks ago, she says, Danielle wants you on her show. I said, geez, you know, I'm not quite as hip as I used to be. And Janice said, you'll do fine. So I went above and beyond. I fell down and broke my hip. Now I got a brand new one in, and I am hip again.
Yes.
And it was a lot of fun in the hospital, because after the operation I came to and I said, Janice, we got three big interviews that we have to do this week. One is a Pulitzer Prize winner, and the other one is Rick O'Reilly from Sports Illustrated. She said, no problem. We'll just bring the equipment into the room. So you should see the look on the doctor's and nurse's face when they walked in, and I'm in the middle of an interview from my hospital bed.
Wow, with Rick O'Reilly?
Yeah, he was great.
What did you guys talk about?
Well, I said, you know, Rick, I've known him quite a while. And I said, you know, I'm sure people have showed up to interview you. They probably used an airplane. They probably a Uber or a taxi cab. I said, I'm the only one that used an ambulance. And he said, you're not really in the hospital. I said, oh, yes, I am. He said, here's the ground rules, Bob. If that nurse comes in to give you a sponge bath, I'm hanging up.
Well, you know, there's nothing like getting right down to it. and who was the Pulitzer Prize winner?
It's been wild, and it's been wild, but what a summer. I was very fortunate to go to St. Andrews for that 150th anniversary of the Open Championship. Also on my birthday, I got a nice letter from Jack Nicklaus and his wife Barbara.
Wow.
So I really have nothing to complain about, other than I really, really wish I was out there at Maui. And Max, boy, what a last name he has. Novena, did you say?
Yes, Max Novena.
Well, you know, most guys are praying for good stuff. Well, his last name's Novena, and he doesn't have to pray because he's on Maui.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, he's a golfer and a surfer, so he's in the perfect place, right?
Oh, boy, isn't it ever a perfect place. I loved it there. I have so many great memories of being with you in the cart barn and early Saturday morning co-hosting the show that you would do.
With Mark Rolfing.
Lots and lots of great memories.
Yeah. And we, you know, we just had so much fun. And you'll always be with me, you know, and then it was from Century to Sony. And so you're always at the table with me, Bob. Always, you know, it's like there's something missing, but you're there anyway. I mean, I don't have your body.
You.
I can't look at your face, but yeah, you're there. And
I just want to pass along something that probably could serve as an inspiration to, I know it did to me, and you're certainly fully inspired, but, you know, maybe some of the listeners. The Pulitzer Prize winner that I interviewed, his name is David Moranis, okay? He wrote books on Vince Lombardi, Roberto Clemente, and Jim Thorpe. And I said, David, share with me what's the first thing you do when you get the assignment to do a book on somebody. He said, well, I'm a little bit different, Bob. Like Roberto Clemente, I went to his house in Puerto Rico and stayed there for 3 years.
to get to know him. When I did Jim Thorpe, 3 years to get to know everything about him. He said the only tough one was when I told my wife I have to do one on Vince Lombardi and we got to go live in Green Bay, Wisconsin for 3 years. She wasn't that happy about that.
Something about the cold winters? Is that what he was saying?
Apparently yeah. So. But yeah. He was wonderful. He was really an inspiration. Can you imagine 3 years dedicated to getting material so that your book is accurate?
Absolutely.
I applaud him.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely. Absolutely. It's the only way. You get to know every aspect of the human being in addition to learning more about what they did and what they accomplished, you know, and how they got to where they were. Those are long, long conversations. And then having to winnow it down so that you've got, you know, the kernels.
Real meat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The real meat. And that's a beautiful, God, I love it. And Pulitzer Prize winner. Obviously, he's got something going for him, right? You know, what I want to thank you for is Ben Crenshaw saying good morning to me on the show in the morning. It is so inspiring. He's got such a wonderful voice. Have you had a conversation with him lately?
Yeah, I did. He reminded me, Bob, you owe me $50 for doing that thing for Danielle Tucker. So I said, Ben, this is the best $50 I ever spent.
Yeah, well, Ben's awesome. And that it was really...
Great guy.
He is a great guy, and I hope he's coming out. I don't know that I'll see him, because we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on Maui. Got to get back to work, you know, and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. KITV4, that's where I'm working weekdays.
I'll give you a guy to keep an eye on.
Who's that?
Cameron Young.
Okay.
Cameron Young.
Okay.
He hits it further than anybody that's going to be playing there. And I think on that plantation course, being long is a big edge. And there's nobody longer than Cameron Young. He was a rookie on the tour last year. His father's been a club professional in the metropolitan New York area for a long time. His mother's a scratch golfer. So he's pure pedigree. And a real nice guy. A little bit shy, but a real nice guy. And it wouldn't surprise me if he shines bright on Maui.
Hey, an inside from Bob Bubka. Tell us about the pick you made in England.
You made a pick in England,
and nobody expected the guy to win. And he won, and it messed up the bookies.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was a little while ago, about a few years ago, I was asked on an Irish radio network, who's going to win, Bob? And I said, the U.S. Open was being played at Bethpage. I said, no doubt about it. It's going to be Lucas Glover. And he said, who? I said, Lucas Glover. They didn't even know his name. Well, he went off at 250-1. Paddy Power, the largest bookmaker in Ireland, put in the Irish Times that following Tuesday because it was rain out on Monday. Thanks to that loudmouth Bob Bubka, I lost $1 million.
So, Cameron Young, thank you for the tip. Bob Bubka, really, I'm listening to your voice. I miss you. Bob. Yes.
I miss you, Danielle, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You're an inspiration, and you're getting people to get the inside of golf, not just the X's and O's that they put on that scorecard.
We'll talk again soon. Bob Bubka is the voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, host in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. My name's Danielle Tucker. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
To kick off the new year, Maui celebrates 25 years of playing host to the best of the best on the PGA Tour. And a tournament where greatness breeds greatness and the stars come out to play. Come check out all the action at the Century Tournament of Champions. Hanky get in free thanks to Maui Health. And Hawaii residents can enjoy the Kama'aina discounted ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Tickets available at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Only three parts to the golf swing: the backswing, the impact position, and follow through. So why is my head exploding? Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Ron Syrak, winning, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America, Lifetime Achievement in Journalism recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and author Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, including Play Your Best Golf Now. And he's a member of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association Hall of Fame. Hey, Hall of Famer Ron Syrak, welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Happy New Year. A little bit early, but Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, indeed. So it's playing golf weather in the way up north there near Boston?
We're hanging on. We're still in the fifties here, and the golf course is open today. You know, where I am on Outer Cape Cod, we're 40 miles out into the Atlantic, so all that water around us keeps us fairly mild, pretty deep into the winter.
Wow, isn't that amazing? You put on Twitter a photo. What golf course is that? It's so sunny.
The Trequesset Club. Yeah. No, we. Everybody's been seeing all the pictures of all the snow in the Northeast. That's all about 75 miles west of us. Doesn't make it out here because, as I said, that Atlantic Ocean is our friend this time of the year. Keeps us warm.
Magnificent. It's wonderful. So I was looking, I was looking at the PGA of America does points lists for players of the year. PGA Tour, it's a vote on points for 22. Cameron Smith for the vote. Scottie Scheffler. It hasn't really jived for a long time, the two. They're very different until you get down to 2016, Dustin Johnson. And Dustin Johnson, it was agreed upon, Jordan Spieth as well, Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods. But since about 2016, it's been, or excuse me, 2017, when Justin Thomas was on both sides, and 2018, Brooks Koepka. It's interesting to see how many times Tiger Woods is named on the list since 1999. But the female player of the year this year, is Lydia Ko the player of the year?
Yeah, she's player of the year. Last year we had, the LPGA has a point system. And last year, Jin Young Ko was the player of the year. But in the Golf Writers, player of the year is a voting system. And Nelly Korda won the voting, because when you get into point systems, it takes into consideration only tour events, really. When you get into a voting system, two intangibles get in there. One is things other than tour events. Like last year, I voted for Nelly Korda because she won the Olympic gold medal, and that didn't factor into the points, pushed her over the top. The other thing that comes into play when there's a voting system is popularity. You know, quite frankly, you know, it's anybody who says that doesn't enter into there, it does. You know, it comes down to how you feel about the player too, factors in there. So this year for the LPGA, Lydia was player of the year on points. I'm pretty much. It'll be interesting to see. I can tell you, I've already voted for Player of the Year for in the golf writers voting, and I voted for Lydia. So I can't see anybody else. Minjee Lee won a major championship, finished second in another major. You could make a strong case for her. But Lydia was just relentlessly consistent all year.
Yeah, and Minjee was strong in the first half, and then something happened in the second. She just kind of didn't have what she had in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, the first four majors of the year, she had a first, a second, a fourth, and like a seventh or something like that. And then she did the second half of the year, started to fade off. And one of the fascinating stories to watch in 2023, in my mind, is going to be Lydia Ko. Because, her first 5 years on the LPGA, she won 14 tournaments. Her next 5 years on the LPGA, she only won two tournaments. Well, she won two tournaments again this year. I have a feeling her next 5 years are going to be more like those first 5 years than the middle 5 years. I'm expecting to see another little run of greatness by Lydia Ko. She's one of the people I'm looking forward to in 2023 to see if she maintains her greatness. I'm also going to be looking to see whether Lexi Thompson bounces back. Going to be looking to see if Nelly Korda gets back on to her A game after the health issues that she had in 2022. A lot of good stories to look ahead to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And what about Atiya Titiko, the rookie of the year?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about a 19-year-old who just played. She won rookie of the year very, very easily, just blew everybody away. And again, that's going to be, and we've been down this road before with a lot of players. It's always fascinating to see how players handle success. When all of a sudden you go from being somebody who everybody's never heard of to where the bar of expectation has been raised, we see a lot of players who can't handle that. They can't handle all the off-course distractions that come, more media requests, more sponsor opportunities, all those sorts of things. So it will be fascinating to see how Titiko handles all that in the new season.
Yeah, because your mind is like drawn in so many different directions. And before you're successful, you have one train of thought. It's like, working on golf, working on this. And then all of a sudden you've got everything else going on, and it can't help but get into your head, although it didn't seem to bother Tiger Woods too much. He just managed.
Well, the three greatest winners I've covered in my life are Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, and Annika Sörenstam. And the one thing those three people have in common is winning never got old for them. If they always say you got to learn how to forget your losses in golf because you're going to lose more than you win. That's true. But Nicklaus, Woods, and Sörenstam also forgot their wins immediately. If they won a tournament, they played the next time they teed it up, they played with the same passion as if they'd never won a golf tournament before in their life. And that's a rare thing. I don't know if it can be taught. I think it's something that's inside somebody. Their drive to be the best, their drive to win, the fact that they never got distracted by fame or wealth to take their foot off the gas pedal is really what made them amazing. And that's always, how many players on both the men's and the women's side have we said, he's the next Tiger Woods, she's the next Annika Sörenstam, and it didn't happen, because they didn't maintain that level of greatness. It's a real challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's somebody who's better than both of those people, Tiger Woods and Annika Sörenstam, and she passed away And, you know, Kathy Whitworth. Kathy Whitworth, tell us about Kathy.
You know, it's funny. In 2009, I did a story for Golf World magazine. It was the 50th anniversary of Kathy's rookie year. And I went down, spent a day with her in Flower Mound, Texas, and chatted with her. And well, everybody knows Kathy won 88 tournaments, 88 LPGA events. That's the most anybody's ever has won on any of the major golf tours. Sam Snead and Tiger Woods have won 82 on the men's side. Kathy won 88. And as I was doing my research to interview her, I started being fascinated about how many times I saw her name pop up finishing second. So I decided to go back through the book and to count up how many second place finishes Kathy Whitworth had. Kathy didn't know this number. And one of the things that has a real warm spot in my heart, whenever Kathy would be interviewed by another reporter, she'd tell them, she'd say, hey, you know what Ron Cyrak figured out? She finished second 95 times. 95. So she won 88 and finished second 95 times. So what's that, 193 times? Or 183 times she finished either first or second. You know?
That's incredible.
And I love the fact that there's nothing that makes a reporter feel better than when somebody tells another reporter that you did a good job. But she loved the fact that I went back and counted up how many times she finished second. And here's the other thing that young players should learn from looking at Kathy Whitworth's career. Took her 3 years to get her first win. You know, she didn't start playing golf till she was like 15.
Wow.
And she essentially learned the game on the LPGA tour. You know, she got out there and the first year her rookie year, her stroke average was over 80. It was like 80.67, something like that. She was making no money. And she sat down with her parents at the end of that first year, sitting around their kitchen table in Jal, New Mexico. She said, I don't know if I can cut it out here. And her dad said to her, dad had raised some money with some local businessmen. And they said, we can fund you for 3 years. And so, you know, give it a shot. It took her 3 years to learn how to win. But when she broke through and learned how to win, she just became an unstoppable force. And I would argue that Kathy Whitworth and Mickey Wright through the 60s had golf's greatest rivalry. I mean, those were just two 88 career wins, 82 career wins. They were just two phenomenal players going head-to-head week after week.
And they traveled rough compared to the way we travel today, right?
They weren't in private planes. In fact, they weren't even in planes. You know, they were in cars, you know. And a lot of times it'd be four people to a car. And the car's traveling in caravans because, you know, it was dangerous for a bunch of women,
young ladies
to be out there.
Yes.
Yeah, young ladies be traveling by themselves out there. So they travel in caravan for economic reasons and for safety reasons both. And, you know, for players like Kathy Whitworth and Mickey Wright, too, the pressure on them from sponsors to play every week, because every sponsor wanted those two players in their field. And both Whitworth and Wright knew that they felt an obligation to the other players on the LPGA to show up and play because they would lose sponsors otherwise. So you go back and you look at the records and they're playing, you know, there's 30 tournaments on the schedule. They played 30 tournaments because the sponsors wanted them in the field.
Said they felt the urgency to be successful themselves, but also for the tour to be successful. That was, you know, a driving factor.
You know, one of my favorite lines that Mickey Wright once said was that every star needs a good chorus line behind her. And they understood that. They understood that they were the stars and that they needed that chorus line behind them to have tournaments. And that the only way to have those other players out there was to do what the sponsors needed them to do, and that was to play. And they play great. You know, and I remember asking Kathy Whitworth, what was the breakthrough for you? What was the turning point when you all of a sudden went from finishing second all the time to being able to win? And she said it was when she learned to hit a controlled cut off the tee that she knew she could put in the fairway. And she said, under pressure, back nine on Sunday, That was my go-to shot. When I was feeling the pressure, I knew I could hit this cut and it was going to find the fairway, and then I would just go at it from there. And, you know, Louise Suggs had the great line. She said, Mickey Wright was the greatest golfer, but Kathy was the greatest winner, because Kathy knew how to get the golf ball in the hole. And you talk with anybody who played with her back then, and she would, Kathy would carry on a running monologue with herself all through her round, berating herself, yelling at herself. One of her ex-caddies told me from 100 yards in, Kathy wasn't trying to get the ball close. She was trying to hole it, you know, and she would be angry at herself if she didn't hole a chip shot. So.
And of course, she was speaking out loud to herself, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All the time. Everybody would say she was the nicest, sweetest person to everybody on the planet except to herself.
Yes, I understand.
She'd be screaming. As she said, and it was one of her favorite lines that I ever got from anybody in an interview. She said to me that day when I was with her, she said, I used to think, it took me a while to realize how lucky I was that I knew what I wanted to do with my life. I found my passion. Golf just reached up and grabbed me by the throat, you know, and that she found at an early age that what she wanted to be, and she totally embraced that passion.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award. And are you working on another book? Have you thought about it?
I am working on one that I'll tell you a little bit about as we get a little bit further down
okay.
the road.
Okay, good, good. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you, Ron.
I'll talk to you later, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. I'm going to thank the people who make this show possible that I can have conversations with people like Ron Cyrak. CyPAC, for cybersecurity, for your company or your nonprofit, any organization or private person. CyPAC, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. You can find them online, CyPAC.com, CYPAC.com. We're honored, very honored, to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game of golf is to learn from a PGA. PGA of America member takes a lot of time, love for this game to become a PGA. It's not easy. Call the Aloha Section PGA, 808-593-2230 for a PGA of America member near you. MD Restoration. Call MD Carpet Restoration. Their number is 808-528-3434. After the holidays, you know, if the place looks like, whoa, I really like to have my carpets clean. And for emergencies like broken water pipe cleanups and mold remediation, and MD Restoration is a licensed contractor, so they can fix your problem and they can repair whatever got damaged in the process of that problem happening. Happy holidays from MD Restoration. Century Tournament of Champions, the Century Tournament of Champions on Maui, January 4th through the 8th. Get your tickets, become a volunteer. Well, it's a little bit late for that. Just go, because all the money raised through the Century Tournament of Champions goes to local charities. Local charities, educational opportunities, and the community of Maui. In other words, scholarship raising is part of it too. Aloha Power Equipment has what you need at the Iwile store on Alakava, at the Waipahu store, the largest selection of power equipment. That's right, from all of the major manufacturers, they put power at your fingertips, power of choice. Also, Aloha Power Equipment, they're closed New Year's Day. They're open until noon today. And Sony Open in Hawaii at Wailea Country Club, the first PGA Tour full field event of 2023, January 12th through the 15th. Hideki Matsuyama will be here to defend his 2022 title. Hawaii State Amateur Stroke Play champ Niall Shields, he won his way in, won his way into the Sony Open, Niall Shields Donegan. Blaise Akana won the 2023 Sony Open Amateur Qualifier, earning another spot. And Peter Jung won the 113th Manoa Cup for his spot in the Sony Open in Hawaii. Come out, cheer them on. We've got local guys playing in the Sony Open in Hawaii. Hideki Matsuyama is here to defend Sony Open in Hawaii. Now, if you'd like to hear the show again, we're at radiogolfclub.com. And there's a listen button. That's listen if you want to, of course, just listen to the show as it's streaming or to the podcast. So you just click there and you have the option, of course, after the show, it's the podcast. I'm Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.